It is time for the show.
It's our show. What?
All right, welcome to the podcast. Had a brief 3-week intermission.
a small 3-week intermission.
I feel like we did some stuff.
Yeah. I was just super busy with school and work and whatever.
I went to Mexico.
Yay,
Mexico.
Although, part of that was because I got really drunk on Halloween.
Fair enough.
So, you know, that'll happen.
I did not. I actually didn't do anything for Halloween.
Oh my god.
That's okay.
Yes.
It was this show called Night of the Shred. Ooh. And I feel like it didn't really shred.
Oh.
It was all kind of like stoner doom metal. And I was like, to me, shred is like thrash.
Yeah.
I felt very misled.
It's not shredding if there's no sweeping.
Yeah. No sweeps.
No sweeps?
Anti-sweep. I mean, it was okay, but it was a long show anyway, but it just seemed like it took forever because every riff was like, dun, dun. And everybody sang the exact same way. Like, you could literally, like, the first line from every song was the exact same melody. I think there's only, like, one way to sing that kind of music. I don't know.
You can't go out there and beat Lady Gaga and sing to a riff like...
Right? And, like, the guitar tones were so weird. Like, they had, like, this extra, like, kind of fuzzy ton of low end. It was just very odd. It was cool. A lot of flying V's, though.
Doom metal does like its flying V's.
Yep. Flying V's. A lot of Gibson. Basses were mostly Fender.
Of course.
But that's just... It should be that way.
Probably. What did we talk about?
We talked about... Satanists.
Satanists, yeah. Fart metal.
Fart metal and Satanists. That's pretty much...
That's the summation. Yeah, it's the summation of the next 30 minutes.
Talked about steampunk underpants.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty much, the high points.
Yeah. Steampunk underpants. Yeah. Somehow you need to incorporate steampunk underpants into assless chaps.
Yeah, we do. And we also posted a video on our Facebook page if you're interested in some good fart metal.
Fart metal!
Visit the Middle Side Topwise on Facebook.
Oh my god.
Eventually you'll be able to follow us on Instagram.
I think that was our first promotion for our Facebook page.
Yeah, first or second. right up there at the top.
Yeah. Huh. We're not very good at anything. Well, on that note, enjoy.
Have fun. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
We're back, bitches.
Oh my god. It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Every now and then you need a break.
To go to Mexico.
Vamos a Mexico. Well, not vamos isn't you and I, but... my wife and I.
Let's see. I wonder what the demographic of people that listen to our show can speak Spanish.
Greg's family speaks Spanish.
Do they listen?
No say.
They should.
What else do they have to do?
I don't know. We had 6 new views on our channel today, and I was like, oh, people are piquing interest. They're like, where are these assholes?
See, sometimes if you withhold, they get more interested.
Yeah, you throw an episode out every week, and people are just like, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's kind of how every time there's a first season of a show, you know, they only do like 6 episodes.
Yeah. Seems legit.
You don't want to blow your whole load right off the bat.
Our first 17 episodes were just the pilot.
Goddamn right. Now we're going to get into the real hitting stuff, the hard hitting material.
Yeah, like
Have you seen all these fucking two-wheeled little Segway bullshits?
Uh-huh.
God, they're everywhere.
Yeah, and they're calling them something that is completely different than what they actually are. I can't remember what
I don't even know what they're called.
The wheelies. They should just call them wheelies.
Isn't that what they're called?
I don't know. Is that what they're called? If so, that guy is smart.
Yeah, I don't know like what they're actually called.
I've seen a lot of really cool cosplay with those things, though.
Yeah, I saw like the Darth Vader floating around guy.
Yeah, or somebody put like a cloud around it to make the Nimbus.
Oh, yeah, with Goku. That one was pretty cool.
Yeah. Two-wheel scooter. That's an exciting name. Apparently there's a bunch of different brands. Whatever. Yeah, I think somebody was calling it like the auto walker or something. Like, you're not walking. You're not walking. I kind of want to get one, though. Or right. Five.
This seven. One's called the 4400 MAH two-wheel self-bouncing eco-friendly electric scooter, easy to learn, European plug, black.
That's super descriptive.
That one looks cheesy as shit. It looks like it has headlights, too.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a couple of those. I've also seen ones, you know, like the Fast and Furious movies, they had, like, that underglow?
Yeah.
I've seen those with underglow.
Jesus.
And I was like, that's pretty sweet.
Winning.
It's basically just a warning. Watch out, a douchebag is coming. Yeah. So I really want to get into this fart metal.
Oh, fart metal.
So, please explain.
Jared and I were looking for topics, and I happened upon metalsucks.net, and there is a parody of Bring Me the Horizon's Can You Feel My Heart with some music and some hand farts, and it's called Can You Smell My Fart?
Oh my god.
And it's pretty incredible. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page right now. Turn to Middle Side Topwise. Can you smell my fart?
But if for some reason you don't want to go to our Facebook page because you suck, we're going to play a clip of it right now.
Good clip.
That's good clip.
Oh, you don't always get good clip like that.
That's a quality clip.
Oh yeah, mama.
That's so good.
Good to know that everybody's using everything out there.
Yeah. I like the fact that they actually kind of sound like Bring Me the Horizons a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, the vocal wise. And the dude sort of looks like him, too.
I know, with all like the fake tattoos up his neck.
Yeah.
What do you think of their new album?
Meh.
Yeah, it was pretty poppy.
Yeah, I wasn't... I mean, I've had this conversation like 100 times. Like, oh, you should stay true to whatever you were doing originally. But whatever. I mean, they can do whatever they want. I'm just not going to listen to it.
Do this.
I like the happy song. That one was good. I just think I was disappointed because the whole album was like that.
Yeah.
And the one that had that song, Can You Feel My Heart? What album was that? I can't remember. Well, that album was like my favorite because it was, in my opinion, groundbreaking because it had like all these, you know, atmospheric melodies and...
Mm-hmm.
Crossover some heavy guitars and some screams and stuff, and it was really amazing, and then they just haven't done that since.
True.
But you know, whatever. They wanna, I mean, it worked for them. They're like number one in like 5 different countries the first week it came out.
True. People are into some bullshit, unfortunately.
That's some bullshit. Well, they're riding around their two-wheeled scooters.
Right? I noticed that this year, not minus the scooters, at this year's Warped Tour. I was just, I remember Warped Tour being more of like a punk thing.
Yeah.
This is the first time I ever went, but like seeing the lineups, but this one was just like Pierce the Veil, which is okay. And then there was like a, Black Veil Brides. I was just like, Jesus Christ. A bunch of really sad little kids with multicolored hair.
Those are my favorite. Well, I think Warped Tour used to be the bands that were associated with the skate videos and shit.
Yeah.
And that used to be primarily like punk and Primus for some reason. Like you do. But I guess that's just changed.
Yep. It was pretty, a bunch of like really sad pussy little kids, and like, I don't mean to sound mean, I do, but it was just, it was too much for me. I was just like, it's so fucking sad here.
You forget what it's like to be 16.
I guess. I don't remember being that sad.
Nah, mostly just angry.
I remember getting hurt a lot.
Yeah. Well, that hasn't changed.
I didn't have to brush the hair out of my eyes right afterwards. I didn't smear my makeup.
That's true. Jeremy did.
Yeah.
Did you want to do another, or do you have another song?
Fart noise?
No. Another riff of the week. Or should we just leave it?
We'll leave it with that. You can't really compare to that.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I was trying to think of something else that could go with that. And the only thing I could think of was this 67-year-old grindcore grandma.
Grindcore granny.
But if you're not looking at the video of this really old lady doing grindcore, it doesn't really make sense.
Is she playing it?
No. She's just screaming.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Okay, she's not actually part of the band. That makes me sad.
It's just getting worse for this poor grandma.
Yeah. But, that reminds me, have you watched those, the channel on YouTube? It's like the mom's review metal.
No.
It's pretty funny.
I was working at this show for the band DRI a couple weeks ago, and their fans were nuts, but right before them there was this band, and it was all girls, and they were all under 18, and it was, their band was called Doll Skin. I remember now.
Doll Skin, like
Doll, D-O-L-O.
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Skin. They must break you. But it was just really fucking weird. Like, their music was just very poppy. And they kept talking about, like, how nobody else... They sound like nothing else has ever been out. And they were their own genre of music. And it was like... I remember Avril's song sounding very close to some of these. Like, can't be that cocky to think that nothing in the world sounds like what you do. And it was kind of like that. It was like this gnarly show with all these just like young girls playing way poppy music. And I was like, all right, not sure what's supposed to happen here.
Nothing.
How that ties back into our original topic, I forget.
Because fart metal.
Fart metal, grindcore grandma. Oh, because all their parents were there. And their parents were fucking dicks, man.
Well, I wouldn't want to be there either.
It was like, oh no, but they were like, the moms toured with them and like went to all the shows, and they were just fucking rude, man. Like, they were like, tried to walk in the front door like with people who hadn't paid, and they're like, well, they're with us. And it's like, are they on your guest list? No, they're with us. And I was like, yeah, that's not how this works.
Wow.
You don't just like walk in with people. Like, they either have to pay or they have to be on the guest list. I don't think you understand. They're with us. It's like, no, that's the part that's the clearest. To everybody.
Oh, man. Oh, the joys of being a bouncer.
It was kind of like the band equivalent of like pageant moms. It was like a couple of these moms had like some tattoos, and you could tell probably like we're in bands or like we're groupies back in the day.
Yeah.
Possibly subsequently causing these children.
Dude, their moms are their groupies.
I mean, I would have taken a run at one or two of them, but the moms.
A swift kick to the crotch box.
Word up.
I'm looking through my bookmarks, and for some reasons I have men's Victorian vests bookmarked.
Should.
I don't remember why, but these things are magical.
Maybe you got drunk one night watching Doctor Who.
Maybe. Gentleman's Emporium, authentic products and old-fashioned service.
That sounds like you.
I mean, these things are pretty legit. It does sound like me. I think I was trying to get it for a costume or something, but I have no idea what it was.
Nice.
That's not on topic, but...
Yeah. Nah, makes sense to me. I don't even know what my bookmarks are.
I was actually trying to find something, but I couldn't find it.
I'm gonna look at mine.
Mine are all screwed up because, you know, my Chrome is linked forever, so it just changes, it like saves my bookmarks to the cloud, so they exist forever.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine are a lot of guitar tabs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should probably put that in a folder.
I even have a separate folder for it, and I've never used them.
Hmm.
Oh, we have an untitled folder with nothing in it. Seems about right.
Oh, man. I know that's why people listen, so we can talk about our untitled folders.
Everybody has at least one where you're like, what did I make this for?
Yes. I've backed up and like restored my computer so many times over the years that I don't even know. I've got stuff hidden in places. I don't even know how it got there.
Nice.
I've had, I mean, all of the stuff that I had on my computer since, like, my first one in high school, I still have all the files.
Shit.
Yeah. Like, all of our band stuff from high school, I still have all of those, like, weird...
Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna see if anybody else has used that name.
I don't think so. I also don't remember why we even decided on that name.
Because we come at the end of things.
That doesn't make sense. Why would we come at the end? We're supposed to come at the beginning and stay for the whole show. Yes.
Damn, what we got for suffix.
So speaking of things that are way more exciting than that.
Good luck.
I've been listening to a audiobook, but it's more like a radio play of the graphic novel Lock and Key.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lock and Key is a graphic novel that was released in, I forget, like 4 or 5 volumes or whatever. And it was written by Joe Hill, which is the son of Stephen King, and Gabriel Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
So they took all of the dialogue from the graphic novel and like had people act it out, but they also had like background noise and like music, sound effects, and all this like expository stuff. Like, oh, he's about to stab me, you know?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't make sense if they're just like, "Ow, like, what just happened?" But it was done really, really, really well.
And that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I hope that they do more stuff like that. But it's just funny because, I mean, that used to be a radio thing, right? Like, from the 40s. Like, all these radio plays, and it's just now coming back, like, as popular.
Huh.
Yeah, and they had some pretty big names in it, too. Haley Joel Osment was in it. Tatiana Maslany, the chick from Orphan Black.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Mulgrew from Orange is the New Black, Star Trek Voyager. Like, a bunch of people were in it. So, I mean, it was really well produced.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But...
what
holy crap.
It,
His son looks exactly like Stephen King.
Does he?
Poor guy. That is creepy.
I saw Stephen King on, was like, it was either Jimmy Fallon or Colbert.
Yeah.
And he was like talking about how, like, when he first came out, all the critics were slamming him and they didn't believe in him. Yeah. And like, they said he would never make it. And the host asked, like, how'd that go for you? He goes, well, they're all dead now. So,
my man.
I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Master of horror. Good for you.
That guy's funny. I can't remember who it was. It was another now famous writer. He gave Stephen King a copy of his book or whatever. Like, he just printed it himself because he was trying to get it published or whatever. And like, Stephen King like threw it in his truck or whatever and like forgot about it for like 6 months, and then just randomly found it and then read the whole thing. He was like, holy shit, this is amazing. So he like got him a publishing deal and all that stuff.
Nice.
So basically the lesson of this is you just have to find people and throw books at them and force them to read it.
You should have thrown assless chaps at Matt Groening.
If that idea had have come out of my stuttering yammer, then yes.
Do you have any questions? I have written.
I have proposed in my head one idea about.
Of which help could you may?
Yes. Words.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Well, we'll write a short script and do a radio play version of Assless Chaps.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
Suck it, radio. Or whatever is the good version of that.
Podcast killed the radio star? Wait.
No. Sure.
Dear.
Maybe we'll kill the YouTube stars.
Yes.
We may have to.
Maybe. What was frustrating about this book, though, is that the cast list is not listed anywhere. For some stupid reason.
Weird.
Yeah, like, not on IMDb, not on the Audible website. It just says narrated by, and it has, like, a list of people, but it doesn't say what characters they're playing.
That's not very fair.
I know, it's ridiculous. I'm like, okay, I know that they're in it, but who are they playing? Good point.
Somebody played more than one person? I need to know.
But Haley Joel Osment played this like really creepy demon possessed character, and he did a damn good job.
Nice.
My man.
My brother. Did you mention how much the human head weighs? Or is that Jonathan with Nikki?
You'd have to ask him. So how about these Victorian vests?
How about that?
This is basically like a steampunk shop, because there's actually a steampunk section. They have steampunk goggles, brassy bits, headwear, jewelry, utility belts.
What does steampunk underwear look like?
Let's find out. Brassy bits?
It's to cover your brassy bits, yes.
Hmm.
I need some steampunk underwear to cover my dongle.
I think that's called, what's that called? Crap! Stage mustache. Codpiece. There we go.
There we go.
My god, these mustaches are awesome.
Everybody loves a good mustache.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep. Gentlemanly things.
I wrote down the name Phil Taylor. I don't remember why.
Oh, the drummer from Motorhead passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
He was a... He wasn't like the first guy to play double bass drums, but he was the first one to do like that rhythmic, like any kind of like steady vibe to it. Modern double bass style.
Really?
Yeah, well, I guess modern double bass involves triggers, so whatever, but...
we won't talk about that.
We'll back off. But yeah, he was like the first, if not one of the first guys to really, really bring double bass to a forefront like that and just like keep it rocking.
Huh, I did not know that.
Yep.
When did Motorhead start?
77? 79? A while back.
75.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Ian Fraser Kilmeister.
Yeah, Lemmy used to be a roadie for Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow.
They both love taking hallucinogens together.
And still do.
I'm sure he still sees Jimmy from time to time.
Yes. I find that kind of odd, because it seems like they... I don't know, I guess it's just been around for my whole life, so I didn't notice it.
What, Motorhead?
No, yeah. Well, I mean, like, the double bass thing.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh.
Had to start somewhere.
Yeah, might have been in England.
Yep. I think prog rock, like, I don't remember if it was Genesis. I think it was, like, the early version of Genesis. Like, their guitar player was, like, one of the first dudes to, like, really bring tapping to the forefront.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who knows? So you can blame him for that.
I like prog rock.
Prog's pretty good.
Yeah. For some reason, Pink Floyd is included in prog rock, but it doesn't seem right.
No. They're definitely... I could see why they would be linked to it, but I don't think they're as experimental as, you know, like Yes or Genesis, where there was like just some parts where you're just going, what the fuck?
Huh.
Pink Floyd was more like trippy acid rock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they never really got super fast, but I remember.
No, they were never really fast.
To me, prog had like some really crazy, like up-tempo jazz kind of fucking...
Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to define prog rock, and it just seemed... I had a drummer kind of talk to me about it a long time ago. He was just saying most prog rock is braced around like mathematical time signatures and everything is broken down. That's why it sounds so... what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the thing with the thing. It sounds so like metric or whatever, you know, like basically where you're listening to a metronome because everything is timed, supposed to be timed like almost perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but it seems to be. Yeah, they have Jethro Tull in here too, which I don't get that either.
Yeah, no.
They were more like folk rock than anything else. Moody Blues? I don't think so. Weird. Apparently prog rock came from England, though.
Yep.
Oh, sure. Baroque pop? What is that?
Do what?
What is Baroque pop?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Beatles? What?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Used to describe harder edged and less commercial music with similar influences. What does that mean? They're just making stuff up.
I'm watching this video right now on how the world wasn't built for left-handed people.
Yeah.
And it said three-ring binders weren't made for left-handed people. And I'm thinking, just switch the paper to the other side.
But then
what if the holes are on the left side, the right side of paper? I don't think the teacher's really going to care.
Hmm. Yeah, but the margin is wrong.
Yeah, the margin she was using was both on the same side.
Huh?
No,
because you have that like bar on the left side, like that single line where you're supposed to punch the holes. And then there's it just trails off on the other side.
Some of them are double margin, though. Maybe not college rule.
Hmm.
What's your fancy schooling?
Either way, you gotta go out of your way.
Yep. Yeah, you always have those people who like wrote over the top. I think Hebrew is probably good for left-hand people. It starts at the very bottom and goes left, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should just be Yiddish if you're fucking left-handed.
All left-handed people are Yiddish.
You're all Jews now.
Seems legit.
So, Friday night, I worked security for a show at Brick by Brick again.
Hey.
It was three bands. The first one was called Rotting Christ.
Sounds fun.
They were from Greece. And then the second band, which was the one that they cautioned us over, was a band called Watain.
Okay.
And their tour manager had a meeting with all the security guards and said, okay, so like, we have this group of fans that are real Satanists. And we do, like, satanic ritual on stage. And he says they take it very serious. If you interrupt the ritual for any reason, one of these guys will stab you.
What?
And we're like, say what? And he goes, they'll all try to sneak knives in. And if anybody interrupts the ritual at all, starts yelling or starts, like, shoving during the ritual, or if they feel like somebody's talking badly, they will literally stab them. It's happened at our shows before.
What the hell?
So, there was, like, extra security. And we actually, like, patted people down and wanded them down at the door. And we confiscated four knives, the largest of which was a butterfly knife with a fucking 5-inch blade.
Holy Jesus.
It was in a guy's boot. Wow. It's not like you accidentally forgot that was there.
No, you had to go out of your way.
And so they're on stage, and when before they went on, I was kind of like talking on the side of the stage to one of the security guards, and it just fucking stank. And I was like, what fucking smells so bad? And he was like, oh, do you see those the big thing on stage with the towels draped over him? And I was like, yeah. He's like, that's two decaying pig heads.
Ew.
And it actually was. And then at one point I had to go relieve the guy who was watching their dressing room door because their fans were like, they said that their fans would try to rush the dressing room if they had a chance. And somebody opened the door and walked in past me, like one of the stage hands. And it was just the worst fucking smell I have ever smelt in my life. Like I almost threw up right away, and I have a pretty good gag reflex. And I was, when the security guard came back, I was like, dude, what the fuck was that? It smells so bad. And he goes, all of their stage attire is actually covered in human blood and human feces.
Ugh.
He's like, almost every show they play at, somebody up front throws up.
That's why they let these people play.
I don't know. They actually got, they couldn't play at this other venue and they had to come to our club. And that's then during part of the ritual, he actually had like this skull with like some horns on it. And it was filled with actual blood, and he threw it onto the fucking crowd. And that's... people went nuts, man.
Wow.
It was pretty gnarly. Like, it didn't get super out of control. There was some pretty good moshing. But I was just thinking, like, Jesus shit, man. Like, why? It's kind of gimmicky for one, but
yeah,
it was just a little over the top.
A little? That sounds, I mean, I'm surprised they let him play. Like, that's got to break some health codes or something.
Yeah, it's like, I like Metallica, but I'm not going to stab anybody over Creeping Death.
You didn't let him finish.
Right? Hey, that's a good guitar part. Stab.
Although Greg probably would.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe somebody should stab somebody. I don't know.
I think Greg would definitely stab somebody if somebody interrupted a guitar solo.
I was just thinking, fuck, man. Too much.
Oh, sure.
And then they went out to their bus, they took showers, got all cleaned up, and they came in, and they were just like the nicest fucking guys.
So it is a gimmick.
I think so. I think for them, it's more of a gimmick. Like, I think they kind of are Satanists, but not to the point of, like, being total fucking assholes about it. But, like, it's just, like, their band's thing. And like them and their crew were like totally cool. They had like a Scottish crew guy that was like super fun. They had this other Swedish guy that lived in Norway, and they were cool. And then like the first band was from Greece, so we all got in like this conversation about like Syrian refugees and politics and how like recently Greece was actually run by Nazis.
Huh.
It was really interesting, like to get their perspective on stuff. And he was like, I had a hat on and it had kind of a flat brim to it. And he's like, if you tried to wear that now over there, you would get arrested. They'd fucking black bag you.
What?
I was like, seriously? He's like, yeah. He's like, when they were ruling, man, he was like, any rap, anything that spoke out, any of that stuff was just like silenced.
Jesus.
He's like, oh, that's why I live in San Diego, sir.
Yeah, pretty much. So the lesson I've gotten from this is that Satanists are nice people.
For the most part.
Pop rock stars are all assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially their parents.
Especially their parents.
Who ride two-wheeled scooters.
And speaking of assholes, there's a bunch of guys at this show and a couple of others I've seen or been to recently. Like, moshing is fine. I hate guys that mosh into the crowd on purpose, you know, like when everybody's obviously watching the show with their back to the mosh pit and they like purposely run and jump into that section.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of know it's going to happen. You're standing up there and something's bound to happen. Someone's going to shove you. Something's going to happen. Whatever.
Yeah.
But these fucking guys that stand around the outside and just purposely shove people way too hard who like might be kind of off guard or just coming off of like a hop or hitting somebody, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, that happened to me at the Rise Against show.
Yeah, it's like always the guys that they just push. They're not even watching the show. They just stand there and push, and they do it like it's like they do it on purpose to make people fall or get hurt. It's like, stand there and defend yourself and push people back if they bounce into you, sure, but don't just fucking shove people.
Yeah, people are assholes, man.
People are fucking assholes.
Well, that seems like a good time to end the show.
Fair enough. People are assholes. Have a great night.
Unless you're a Satanist from Greece.
Unless you're a Grecian Satanist.
Grecian Satanist. It's a weird combination.
I imagine he's very oily.
Yeah. So,
better fart Christ.
Fart metal. Assless chaps, out!
Coming.